The chairman of wealth management company AMP has vowed to make members of the company's board and management more accountable for their actions. David Murray took over the chairmanship following a series of resignations in relation to the Banking Royal Commission's revelations of possible unlawful and unethical behaviour at the company. But Mr Murray, who's also a former head of the Commonwealth Bank, says he will push back against ASX corporate governance guidelines. The ABC's senior business correspondent Peter Ryan is covering the Banking Royal Commission. He joins us now. Peter, David Murray is in one of Australia's toughest corporate roles, you'd have to say. What is he saying about turning AMP around given the revelations in the Royal Commission?
Well, Eleanor, AMP's reputation's been badly damaged by revelations at the Royal Commission of customers being charged for services they never received, that AMP lied to the corporate regulator ASIC, and that the AMP board meddled with a supposedly independent report on that fees debacle. Senior counsel assisting Rowena Orcuse suggested earlier this year that AMP may have been involved in criminal activity, adding to speculation that in his final report, Commissioner Kenneth Hayne may well refer potential civil or criminal charges to the Commonwealth DPP. Now, David Murray's been appointed to turn the AMP ship around, but speaking on ABC Radio in Melbourne, he said ASX corporate governance guidelines, where boards are meant to have separate committees on things like audit, risk and remuneration, have had unintended consequences that dilute the day-to-day power of a CEO. Mr. Murray reflected on his 13 years at the Commonwealth Bank when he witnessed problems on the CBA board that went right to the heart of accountability, culture and governance.
For one, I've seen some things happen, such as in the early 90s when the operation of certain committees on bank boards actually fractured those boards, because when things went wrong, some of the directors said, well, I wasn't on the committee and you were. So I've actually seen that happen. And secondly, we might have all thought that those principles were okay, but what's happened at the Royal Commission has informed us that they're not okay. So I don't think there's any point in pretending that we're on the right path here. And if you read APRA's report on CBA and look at what's happened elsewhere, including at AMP, it's clear that boards have got themselves tangled up with a lot of information that hasn't helped them.
So that's AMP Chairman David Murray. Peter, AMP still doesn't have a chief executive. Did Mr Murray provide any insights into any progress in putting someone into that AMP hot seat?
Well, AMP's last chief executive, Craig Mellor, was sacked at the height of the Royal Commission revelations earlier this year. Chairman Catherine Brenner was also forced out along with three AMP directors, and there's an international search underway at the moment. Now, ABC Melbourne's Ali Moore pressed David Murray on the CEO hunt, and she received a rare tongue-in-cheek response from the normally dry AMP chairman.
Are you close to finding a new CEO for AMP?
Well, do you want the job? I'm still
wouldn't touch it with a barge pole, I think. I think there'd be a lot of people who'd be thinking that, wouldn't there?
No, there's a lot of good, enthusiastic people around, and I'm hoping we can land somebody that will make a difference.
That's the AMP chairman there, David Murray, and the ABC senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan, keeping us up to date with that.